Hi, I'm Tonata with your Week in Review. We start at home where government this week addressed claims that Cabinet approved a plan to buy a stake in De Beers, calling the report incorrect. Economist Robert McGregor says a deal like that would likely not be in the country's best interest.
There's obviously a big cost attached to it, between 10 and 15 billion Namibia dollars. It's money we simply don't have. And if we had it, I think that we've got far more important priorities in the short to medium term and even in the long term. But over and above that, you risk exposing yourself even more to a single commodity. I mean, diamonds have played a big role in the economy. Diamond mining alone is around 6% of GDP. It's a big contributor to government's tax historically, not so much now when the prices are low. And I think it's very risky to try and expose yourself even more to one commodity.
In Parliament, the National Assembly recorded its weakest legislative year since independence, passing no bills besides the budget. Here's public policy analyst Dr. Marius Kudumo.
It tells us that the executive have not been bringing these bills to Parliament. If they were bringing these bills to Parliament, then the bills are not properly drafted. And as a result of that, you spend a lot of time on procedural issues instead of substantive issues of the bill. Going forward, in my view, members of the National Assembly as well as the National Council ought to take their work seriously.
And while lawmakers told President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah said prolonged debates are delaying key laws from the mental health bill to the land bill. Staying with State House, the President, Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah, has declared 26 November a public holiday for the regional councils and local authorities elections, enabling voters in 120 constituencies and 59 local authorities to head to the polls. Meanwhile, Education Minister Dr. Sanet Steenkamp has confirmed schools will close from 25 to 27 November, though year-end dates remain unchanged.
In consultation with the Prime Minister and with our regional directors, a decision was made that schools will be closed on the 25th, the 26th to cast the votes, and on the 27th. However, for hostels, we didn't want to put parents into a predicament and create tension and a discomfort for parents to pick their children from hostels. And we said hostels should remain open, and the teachers and other supervisors that are at a hostel should alternate to go to voting.
Human rights lawyer Norman Shombe warned that rising tribalism rooted in attitudes of superiority is threatening national unity.
Your culture is a human right. You know, you have a human right under our constitution to practice your own culture and religion. And if you are discriminated, and not just discriminated in the sense that you don't get a job because you are from this particular language group or from this particular religion, but also that, you know, incitement of racial or tribal disharmony between people. You know, when you say nasty things, demeaning things, indignifying a person because of that person's looks or the person's culture or language, when you dehumanize the person, you're disrespecting the person's human right to be a person.
And the Bank of Namibia Governor Johannes Gavagab will step down at the end of 2025, 1 year earlier than expected. Director of Strategic Communications and International Relations at the Central Bank, Kathembire Themburuka.
Dr. Gavagab served a distinguished tenure filled with exemplary stewardship, bold reforms, and transformative leadership, guiding the bank through one of the most challenging and consequential periods in Namibia's modern economic history. His leadership coincided with the COVID-19 pandemic, global economic turbulence, renewed domestic reform momentum, and a financial sector undergoing structural change. Throughout this period, he oversaw a strengthened macroeconomic framework characterized by low and stable inflation, a resilient financial system, and an increasingly modernized policy environment.
You can find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.